Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and radio show. I'm going to open with a little story about Bunker Hill, and then we're going to jump right into total vulnerability of the United States due to the lack of preparedness on the part of the Obama administration as they tear down the defenses of the United States. Hang in there. Let me give you the Bunker Hill opening. I was watching the History Channel. They were talking about the Battle of Breed's Hill, which is Bunker Hill, commonly known as Bunker Hill, and how a handful of Americans held off the magnificent British Army in three assault charges on that hill. And they said that one of the heroes of the American Revolution, I think the guy's name was Warren, he died there. He was a doctor. And he stayed behind to slow down the British advance after the Continental Army ran out of musket balls and they had to break and run. And he stayed behind, and they put a bullet in the back of his head, and they threw him in a grave with another rebel. And he was treated with disdain by the vanquishing British army, and no respect. But anyway, their biggest complaint at the British army was that the rebels were shooting at the officers. And that was not according to the rules that they set for engagement. And the Brits were totally surprised that their officer corps got demolished that day. And they had a 40% casualty rate taking Bunker Hill or Breed's Hill. And the British officer that led the charge, his name was Major Pitcairn, and he died in the arms of his son. And I flash back to when I was in about the third grade, and we reenacted. I went to a God and Country Catholic discipline school. That's when the nuns had the clickers, you know, the clickers. Every time they hit the clicker, you had to genuflect. And you ever see 600 kids all genuflect on one click? And you know what? They took that from World War II because the nuns gave them to the paratroopers when they landed in Normandy. And every time somebody hit the clicker, all the paratroopers would genuflect. And the bullets would fly overhead. And they were saved. But I was elected to be Major Pitcairn in my third grade class in the reenactment of Bunker Hill, and they took the desks and they made like a little fort, and I had one line in the portrayal, and that was "Disperse, ye rebels, disperse." So here I go, I come up to the front line, and the nun and the rest of the class are playing the rebels. And I gave my one line, "Disperse, ye rebels, disperse." And the whole class jumped on me, including the nun, and they all beat me up. And that was I never played a British officer after that. So now hang in there, we'll give you a few chuckles. I'm watching a YouTube a clip somebody sent me, I thought it was funny. It was a couple of college guys, and they made a Bunker Hill episode, and they all you see are the British officers, and they're talking to, you can't see the rebel that they're talking to, and the British officer is saying, "Now here are the rules of engagement. We'll fire one volley and then you'll fire one volley," and you hear bang and one of the Brits goes down, and he goes, "That's not right. That's not the way we agreed. Now, for that, we're going to get to fire two volleys, bang!" And another Brit goes down. And I thought it was funny. It really cracked me up. It was typical, typical American reaction. Oh yeah, we're gonna play by the rules. Hang in there. I'll give you a tune, and when I come back, we're gonna talk about the total vulnerability of the United States, and why the Muslims like to attack us on Jewish holidays and Christian holidays.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
So the other day over Detroit, a guy got up on a plane of 273 passengers, and he went into the bathroom, and he fused himself. He was going to become a human bomb. And guess what? He got to pick the seat that he wanted on the flight coming over. And, you know, one of my jokes is the West Nile virus. Did it change planes in Amsterdam, or did it change planes in London before it came to the United States? From Africa. And this guy came from Nigeria, and he boarded a plane from Amsterdam, and he had a British passport. And it turns out that if you have a British passport, you automatically have access to the United States. How's that? You see all those Muslims that are going crazy over there? They want to behead the Queen and make Buckingham Palace a mosque. And they all have British passports. So how are we going to stop this Hajj, this death Hajj into the United States? So here on one of the busiest days, you got a guy, he's in the bathroom for almost an hour, putting on his C4. He's powdering his nose with gunpowder, and he comes out, and he's sitting directly over the largest fuel tank on the plane. Those 273 people are more lucky than the ones that landed in the Hudson River. And if you notice, it took the passengers, once again, the passengers had to subdue this guy, just like the other passengers that subdued Harry Reid's son, Richard Reid, the shoe bomber. If you notice, they both look identical, Harry Reid and Richard Reid. You can see he's a spitting image of his father. Yeah. And so they subdued this terrorist, Muslim terrorist from Muslim land. And I'm tired of giving these guys a pass. 900,000 Al-Qaeda have graduated from the Clinton training camps, okay? since 1993. And, by the way, we're sending John Kerry to negotiate with the Iranians. How's that? Huh? Hanoi John is going to negotiate with the Iranians. Obama extended an olive branch, and they announced that the holy city of Qom now has a holy nuclear facility. And so Obama re-extended the olive branch, and the next day they announced 10 new nuclear facilities. But Obama's not going to be deterred. He's going to kill them with love. So he says, I'm sending John Kerry, and I'm extending the olive branch once again. And they said, we're invading Iraq, and we already are in Iraq, and we've taken over the oil fields that pump 1 million barrels a day. And that's going to add to our expenses to help us defray the cost of building 20 new nuclear facilities. And John Kerry is going there to sign the documents of surrender. He's going to make believe it's Hanoi all over again. Yeah. But don't worry. We're in good hands. The Secretary of Interior, Homeland Defense, Janet Napolitano, said that the passengers did the right thing, and they did exactly as they were trained to do by the Obama administration. They're part of the new civilian army that's going to be larger than the American military. Oh, man. You know what the Arab word for screwed up is? Fouked. And we are all a fouked. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. We are all up the fat lady's burqa. In the meantime, the poor Iranians that have been slaves to this nuclear tax that takes their every living dollar, every working dollar, have revolted. 3 months ago, they stood up and said, enough is enough. Get rid of Ahmadinejad. And instead, they got bullets as an answer. And a girl took a bullet in the chest. She was a peaceful demonstrator, and they gave her a piece right back. They killed her. And then when they wanted to hold a service at the parents' family home, they were denied access to it. And the police beat up anybody that wanted to pay their respects. And now the police are arresting students, not the ones that they beat in their sleep in the university dorms. That's a different program. Not the ones that they hang off the back of tow trucks for too much lipstick. That's a different program. Now they're beating them up and throwing them in the back, in the trunk of the police car, before they take them to the prison and rape them. And it doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl, you get raped anyway. Yeah, they're equal opportunity destroyers. How's that? So for 3 months now, the Iranian Revolution has been taking place, and the NBC media has been covering it up. There is a blackout on any news, any screams for help coming from Iran. And those students are on their own. And God help them. And should they be lucky enough to overthrow the Iranian government, Obama will take credit for it. Yeah, but and Bush could have done it, but he didn't do it. Bush could have overthrown the Iranians while he spent all that time in Iraq. All he had to do was broadcast in Farsi. And he didn't do it. He appointed a couple of jerks. They took his money, and they didn't do anything. They were probably broadcasting pro-Ahmadinejad speeches, and we didn't know the difference. We have enough trouble teaching English here. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of teaching English with a foreign accent so that the few Americans that are left can blend in their own country. Yeah, so I may be offering courses on how to speak English with a foreign accent. Hello, I love this country. Everything free. I have 9 social security numbers. See, and you can blend right in instead of talking like this. Hang in there, and we'll come back to this war on terror. Remember when we took the first hit in 1993 And Al-Qaeda said, we'll collapse the two World Trade Center buildings, and it'll be like a domino effect. All the buildings in the area will collapse. And they went and rented a truckload of explosives, and they drove it into the basement in 1993, during the reign of President Pinocchio Pants in the greatest economy since Scrooge McDuck. Yeah. And the president was getting harmonica lessons in the Oval Office. And we elevated him to a higher authority, on the same level as the God of the people who opposed Moses, the golden calf worshippers. You know them as Hollywood. Yeah, and the Oscars. They melted down the golden calf and they made little Oscar statuettes. That's a bald-headed guy with no private parts. You know, the God of Hollywood. Anyway, so President Pinocchio Pants, he encouraged Al-Qaeda to come kill us. And they failed, and we all laughed at them for the shoddy failure. And when they were bringing one of the terrorists to New York for trial, they happened to pass over the World Trade Center when it was still standing, and one of the FBI agents said to whoever it was, he said, look, it's still standing, and the guy turned to him and said, not for long. How's that? That guy was a prophet. He was a prophet. And speaking of prophets, when oil goes to $9.11 a barrel, you will have put a dent in Al-Qaeda fundraising. Okay? Everything above $9.11 a barrel of oil is jihad tax. You're paying for your own demise. That's a jihad tax. So anyway, this Nigerian banker has a son who joins a radical Islamic group. How can you tell the difference? You can't. You can't. And they all say the same thing. They all have the same playbook. It's hard to tell the good guys from the bad guys. The only one that knows the good guys from the bad guys is a jerk congressman. I think his name is Driscoll. He's from New Jersey. He was on TV today, and he was saying that these guys that are blowing us up, they are radicals, and they are not following the teachings of the Holy Quran. Now, let me tell you something. I don't even think this guy ever read a comic book, let alone the Torah or the Bible. But he's an expert on the Holy Quran. Did he ever get to the page where it says the 20% of all booty taking in conquest goes to the Imam? Did he get to that page yet? Jerk! Stick to what you know. Nothing. And get out. Get out of office. Take your crap and get out. You're fired. The Holy Quran. He's an expert on the Holy Quran. The last time I saw an expert on the Holy Quran, his name was Hevesy. He was running for mayor. And it was right after 9-1-1. And he wanted to calm the people down so they didn't lynch anybody that wore a turban. So he turned and he said, we have to protect the sheikhs. Because the sheikhs drive taxi cabs in New York. And they are good people. Now, first off, the sheikhs don't drive taxi cabs. Sikhs drive taxi cabs. The Sikhs are not Muslims. As a matter of fact, Muslims believe that Sikhs will not cut their hair till the last Muslim in the world is dead. I don't think they get along. Okay? But Alan Hevesy, he knows that sheikhs are driving taxi cabs. The last time I saw a sheikh, he was sitting in the back of a limousine with five girls, and they were shaking cocktails. And he was on a Hajj to Manhattan. Unbelievable, man. We got fools running the government. Fools, absolutely fools. So Janet Napolitano said that the people did the right thing by fighting back on the airplane. Isn't that good to know when you're getting on? You might as well bring boxing gloves. It is sickening. I saw one woman coming off the plane. She was in tears. That woman is the only realist that was on that plane. That she knew how close to death she was. Only the ignition failed. That plane would have been bits and pieces. And then we would have had to have, we would have to form a committee. and we would have to have an investigation. And we could take Henry Waxman off of the baseball steroid hearings, and we could put him in charge of terrorist hearings. And we would get to the bottom of it. And the first question we would say, how can we be at war with these people because we don't know who they are? Well, I know who they are, and so do the Israelis. They have a list. They can give you country by country, and so can I. And we could start with Saudi Arabia. It was 15 Saudi Arabians on the hijacked planes, wasn't there? I got a feeling Saudi Arabia attacked us. Yemen? Osama bin Laden's mother is from Yemen. Osama bin Laden is a king in Yemen. And we sent the USS Cole there in a display of power to teach those Yemenis through the example of Kathy Bodine, the woman appointed ambassador by the Clinton administration to straighten out those gat-chewing Yemeni men who have all their women behind the screen and in burqas. And Kathy Bodine, she went and straightened them out. She gave them 2 weeks' notice when the coal was coming. Yeah, she did. She wanted to let them know who we were. And they let us know who they were. And when Osama bin Laden was at the wedding of his son Mohammed, he read a poem. And basically his poem said, "The United States is an illusion of power. A giant warship that does not see the dinghy that will sink it." How's that? You think about that. We are at war with Muslims. This is a holy war, my friends. And the more successful the bad Muslims become, the more followers will join them. And it'll go from 1 million to 2 million to 5 million to 10 million. And that's what's coming your way. And you're going to watch American Idol. I don't know who to pick this week. It's really a toss-up. Yeah. And you know what? You haven't seen a real candles in the wind a moment. Osama bin Laden's goal is 100,000 dead Americans with each strike. He missed the first 100,000. He only wounded 1,000 in 93 at the Clinton Towers. He only killed about 100 in 93, if he killed 100. He got a 2,800 plus 200 unborn babies on 911 who died with their pro-life mothers. He got 3,000 people. He got more than the entire Japanese fleet got at Pearl Harbor. And he used our credit cards, our gasoline, and our planes. Tell me we're not fighting a genius. You don't believe he's a genius. Wait and see. If he's not dead tomorrow, you will be dead the day after. You're playing with this guy. You're giving him breathing room. You're giving him room to expand. And every time he comes, his footprint is bigger. You go back to the Al-Khobar Towers. You go back to the two embassies in Tanzania and Kenya. Now they're coming out of Nigeria to kill us. So, who is the enemy? Yemen, Nigeria, Iran, Saudi Arabia. You want the whole list? You think about it. That's where we got to go fight the World War III. So don't worry about the pullout in Iraq and the pullout in Afghanistan. There's going to be no pullout. The World War III is coming. You just don't like the invitation you got. Only by the grace of God, 273 people live tonight. It has nothing to do with American preparedness. Nothing whatsoever to do with American preparedness. And think about this. Your president is in Hawaii. You know how hard it is to get from Hawaii to the United States? Do you know how easy it is to intercept Air Force One over the Pacific? You don't think that can't happen? Ask Admiral Yamamoto. Okay? And then you'll have Joe Biden for president. But at least Joe Biden, at least, he might get us into war. Which wouldn't be a bad thing. at least we'd be fighting back instead of laying down. Hang in there. I'll give you a tune. And please, no more investigating committees. I can't stand them. I can't take them anymore. No 2 o'clock in the afternoon of press announcements. No hearings. Please, no more hearings. No more book deals. Please, stop it. We've had it. We can't take it anymore. The airplane was blown out of the sky just as it was about to land in Detroit. And here's Henry Waxman. He's going to tell us all about it. Oh, I'd like to thank everybody that made this possible today. Is it 2 o'clock? Okay. I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to give a shout out to our president who's in Hawaii. Yeah, Bush. They blame Bush. He had 8 minutes to get on a plane to go to Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska, where they hit him for his own protection. And the Democrats told a congressman they were going to close that base in retaliation for Bush getting reelected. Yeah, you know what? The day's going to come when you're going to wish Bush was back. You mark my words. And the candles in the wind moment, the next candles in the wind moment is going to be nuclear. And then Al Gore will have his global warming. And you know what? There ain't going to be time to do individual funerals. All you're going to hear are the sounds of those big Caterpillar engines revving up as the bulldozers fill the mass graves. And then, you're going to be a concerned citizen. Oh, and the good news tonight is the guy that tried to blow himself up out of the sky, sitting in seat number 19, right over the largest fuel tank on the aircraft, he's the first one to be treated under the new health care plan. Oh, God. Are we in trouble? You know we're in trouble. I was talking to everybody I love, and I just did a quick around the dinner table survey. They're paying in taxes anywhere. I believe they're paying more, but they believe they're paying in taxes anywhere from 34% to 40% of their income. Do you know? It'll only take another 10% in taxes, and then you'll be paying 50% of your income. That means the husband goes out in the morning and he works for the family, and the wife goes out in the morning and she works for the government. You think about that. You think about all these little crap taxes, fines, surcharges that they're sneaking in on you. You think you're only paying 30 to 40% taxes? They're in bed with lawyers. They're in bed with big banks that are charging 33% interest on people that can't afford to have a credit card. And I hear all the experts saying, well, they shouldn't have a credit card if they have to pay 33% interest. How would you like to be in that position? How would you like to be in their shoes paying 33%? Don't worry, we're going to give them hospitalization when they commit suicide. And they fail. Yeah, they're going to get free hospitalization. The AMA sold out the doctors. ARP has sold out all the senior citizens, and they can't wait to get the next hotel discount. We've become a nation of fools, and the smart people are running the government. You think about it. We're in trouble. You want to talk about the housing problem and all the houses that are going into foreclosure? You mean to tell me that these banks can't turn around to somebody in foreclosure and say, what do you need, a year with no payments? We can live with you for a year. We'll put it on the back end of the mortgage as things get better. You don't think they couldn't do that? You don't think that instead of taking all the interest out of all your payments, so that your equity remains the same for the first 7 years, and they couldn't take a little bit of interest on the back end instead of the front end? You don't think they could split the difference with you so that each year you had more equity in your house than the next year? You got to wait 7 years before you have another dollar's worth of equity in your house because they're taking all the interest up front. Well, that's a bookkeeping calculation. Yeah, nice work if you can get it. You think about it. There is no reason for anybody to have to lose a house. Not if they really want it and they're trying to get a job. And welfare, there's too much of it. There's too much American welfare and there's too much international welfare. And it's time to put an end to all that crap. Grants. I don't want to see farts for the arts. Let the arts go out and get a job like everybody else. Unless they're going to take military donations and then maybe the ballet could use combat boots. Do Swan Lake in paratrooper boots. That would be fine by me. Yep. So, get ready. Your kids are going to be slaves. And for every profit-making entrepreneur that loses a job, two government workers pop up to take his place, and chances are he'll be one of those two government workers. And that's how it's entrepreneurship deterioration. And that's what's happening. The government is Big Brother. They're in the automobile industry. You got Carl Levin. He's fixing flats this week in the House and the Senate. Yeah, they're doing a filter and oil changes in the Congress this month. And you can pay me now. They got an ad for taxes. It's called "You Can Pay Me Now or You Can Pay Me Later." Unbelievable. And we're going to let them do it. You know what they're going to do? They're going to sprinkle woofie dust in September and October of 2010. They're going to sprinkle woofie dust in the air. And all of a sudden, we'll be homogenized. We'll be pasteurized. We'll forget all of the wrongs that they have done to us. We'll forget all of the ways they made us vulnerable to terrorist attack. And we'll put them back in office. Do us again. We loved it. We forgot all about it. We suffer from American Alzheimer's. How many people remember 911? What was that, a fender bender? What was two buildings? You know those two buildings are still holes in the ground? 8 years later, 4 years after Pearl Harbor, we built the entire world. We rebuilt Germany. We rebuilt Japan. We built the Soviet Union. 4 years after World War II, and we were building it while we were destroying it. On four continents, Africa, Asia, Europe, and I guess you could say Australia, because we stopped the Japanese from taking Australia. And that's it, man. 4 years, those who survived came home. They built the greatest nation on the face of the earth. The Russians caught up to us with Sputnik, and we turned right around and said, we can't let this happen. And in a couple of years, we had passed the Russians. We broke the Russian economy. They ran out of cash before we did. Now we're filing Chapter 11. We're in trouble. We better wake up and we better take care of ourselves first. And there's two people in this country that got to get taken top priority. You know who that is? That's the people that gave you your legacy, and that's the kids yet to be born. I see some a woman talking about 2,500 children are kidnapped a year by the other parent. But nobody's talking about the 1,400,000 a year that are killed by both parents. Oh, you know why? Because they're only tissue. They're only tissue. They're not human beings. You know what else is tissue? Your eyelids. You want to give them up?
Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim Jim jumped the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out this mellow jive. Beat it out on the male side. Let me dig that jive once more. Boy.
Right on down.
Oh, boy.
Try to be right.
Now, can't you hear those hep cats call?
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The jim, jim, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the mellow side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
Jim, jim, jump is the solid jive.
Makes you 9 foot tall when you 4 foot five. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Now don't you be that ickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The jim, jim, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Jim, jim, jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the male side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
The jim, jim, jumble, hip, jumble, hip, jive will make you dig, hip, your jive on the male side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Now don't you be that rickaroo. Get up, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make a joint jump like gators do. The jim jam jumper and the jumping jump makes you like your egg is on the jim jam jumping jive makes you hep hep on the male side. Diddly 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 going 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 da da. Now I told you about the jumping jive. Jim jam jump the jumping jive. I know you dug this mellow jive. Boom, you dig it on the male side.
This guy's father is a try to blow up that plane. His father is a big banker in Nigeria. He's a well-respected man. They said he was, his family name is like the Kennedys. I said, is he drunk all the time? Does he drown women? Yeah, like the Kennedys. Give me a break. We have too many false idols. It's time to come back to the one who makes the difference. But I'm thinking of Janet Napolitano when she said that she was proud of the fact that the passengers knew what to do because of their training in the new Obama army that will be larger than the U.S. military eventually. I really took heart when I heard that message. And don't forget, she's the same one that said that returning GIs are potential crazies. How's that? They're potential terrorists. Yeah, and she's in charge of Homeland Security. You know what she should be in charge of? She should be in charge of making meatballs. Pritzi's Honor of Meatballs. Stay home and practice your meatballs, Janet Napolitano. And I see they're catering to Democrats. The Democrats are out there. Christmas is not even over. Psychologically, and they're out there, they're covering their tracks for this potential hijacking and murder. And I understand there's another plane, the same Delta Airlines route, and the FBI took a guy off that plane. He was locked in the bathroom. I just hope that with that bet, the stewardess should have a two-way mirror so she can check on anybody that's in the bathroom, whatever they're doing, And also, she should have an outside lock that doesn't let them out. This way, if they're going to blow up something, maybe it'll blow them out. And the plane will still have a chance to land. Or maybe there should be an ejection capsule. And if you think you got a potential terrorist, you just pull a lever and it shoots them out of space. Oh, I was wrong about him. I'm sorry. He looked like a terrorist. He was saying Allahu Akbar. Kind of funny. Yeah, we're all in trouble. We're all in trouble. We can't even get off the ground. If we were a missile, we couldn't even launch. And I'm watching Mendoza from New Jersey. He's a Democrat. There shouldn't be one politician that allowed to exist in New Jersey. They should all be fired, including Bruce Springsteen, who should move to Minnesota and live with Al Franken. Don't trust anybody from Minnesota. They're all crazy in Minnesota. You got governors that want to wrestle you to the ground. Yeah. And you got guys like who are shortening their name because they're afraid of their family heritage. Who cares if Franken has neck buttons? There's no villagers looking for him with pitchforks. Those days are gone. We got other troubles. We got a lot of trouble ahead. We got financial trouble ahead. We got housing trouble ahead. We got job trouble ahead. We got terrorist trouble ahead. And we're all going to have to pay the fiddler. Yes, my friends, there may be trouble ahead. And soon we'll have to face the music and dance.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
We got another tune for you. I will do a salsa intro. Don't go away. It's not all Latin.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com.
Mm-hmm. cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera palpadear. Labios quisiera, malagueña salerosa, y decirte niña hermosa, eres linda y hechicera, eres linda y hechicera, como el candor de una rosa, y decirte niña hermosa.
Excuse me, son, did you just come out of Burger King? What do you have behind your back? A cheeseburger. Do you mind stepping on the scale? Son, do you know you're overweight by 15 pounds? Sergeant, arrest this man and read him his merengue warning.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Excuse me, miss, did you just come out of the supermarket?
Yes.
Is that a 5-pound bag of sugar behind your back?
Yes.
Do you know that you're supposed to buy that only in a drugstore and you have to sign for it? Do you know that you're under arrest for being overweight? Sergeant, read this woman her merengue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Excuse me, son, what are you eating lunch with there? What kind of utensils are those? It's a knife, a fork, and a spoon. Son, do you know that that's considered a weapon? Do you go to church on Sundays? Yes, I do. You're not a Cub Scout, are you? Yes, I am. Sergeant, this man is under arrest. Read him his merengue rights.
Para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Excuse me, sir, we just wrote in on the cable signal, and we see that you're getting Fox News. How long have you been receiving Fox News? I've been watching Fox since it was founded 13 years ago. I love Fox. Sir, do you know that it's on the government's subversive media list? I don't care what it's on. You're not taking my Fox away. Not only that, I'm enamored with Greta Van Susteren, a real American. I'm sorry, sir, but you're under arrest. Sergeant, read him his merengue warning.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
That's him over there. He fits the description. Overweight, smoking a cigar, partially bald. That's him. Very jolly. That's him. Excuse me, sir. Did you try and buy an American football team?
without authorization from the President of the United States? Yes, I did. Sir, you have the right to remain silent, and we will silence you. Sergeant, read him his merengue warning. The following of Fox employees will get on the truck when their name is called. Hey, Geraldo, do you want to point them out? Geraldo's been working undercover for MSNBC now for 6 years. Okay, Greta Van Susteren, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity. Hold on a second. Somebody's trying to get away. Sergeant, arrest that man. Read them their merengue warnings. Who tried to make a break for it? It was Juan Williams, sir. A SWAT team is bringing in Britt Yoon and Chris Wallace right now. And Patty Ann Brown. Okay, that's all of them. Read them their merengue rights and shuffle them off to Buffalo. Make that a Vermont. This one's for the troops in Afghanistan.
I'm a Paula, my pretty little puppy. You're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to beat a rhapsody. I'm a Paula, the pretty little puppy. Must copy its endearing charm from you. I'm a Paula, I'm a Paula. How I long to hear you say I love you. Amapola, será siempre mi alma tuya sola. Yo te quiero, amada niña mía, igual que ama la flor la luz del día. Amapola, lindísima amapola, no seas tan ingrata y amame. Amapola, amapola, ¿cómo puedes tú vivir tan sola?
Thank you. That was a little taste of Maynard Ferguson, and of course you recognize the tune MacArthur Park. Let me see if we can... I bet you he can't play opera. Want to bet?